At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
It's been an incredibly exciting week in Irish Olympic sport, and while we can't be there, there's some amazing support happening at home. Online support for Team Ireland has doubled in the past 48 hours, not surprising. And if you're around Dublin or Cork, you might have seen the incredible murals for Reese McLenaghan, Natalie Coyle or Sunita Pusper, which are all part of Indeed's Talent Unleashed campaign. Olympic silver medalist and one of Ireland's best known athletes, Sonia O'Sullivan, is one of the people involved in the campaign. She's on the line now. How are you, Sonia?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Before we get into the Olympics, it's festival anthems here on Today FM. Do you have any particular festival memories when you were over the last couple of decades? Do you remember being up front in a mosh pit at any point?
I don't think festivals existed in that
time. You did not even make Fela.
No, the closest thing I ever had was, they used to be this thing in Cork, the last Friday late, and it was like a picnic thing. And I remember being there one time, I don't know what year it was, but you two turned up, like, as a surprise, and it was mad. Like, we were just sitting there, you know, there was loads of space, we were all
Sonia, sorry to interrupt you, Sonia. Your phone line is just coming in and out there. We're not getting enough of what you are saying, and we really, really want to hear what you have to say. So I'll tell you what we do. If you hang on the line there for a second, we'll hang up and we'll ring you back. We have Sonia O'Sullivan back on a better line. Sonia, good morning.
Good morning.
There we go.
That's better. So where did you see you two?
It was unbelievable in Cork, but it was a surprise. Like, we were there, I think it was before we came, Christopher Berg was the surprise guest. And then there's just these, like, local bands come for a laugh by the lake. And then one Sunday afternoon, U2 turned up. But it was a big surprise, and, you know, there was hardly anyone there. And then it went out on the radio, and people started, like, running out of their houses and streaming down, and before you knew it, we were definitely in a mosh pit at the front.
It's like where the Streets of No Name video, where they go up on top of that that LA building, and then all of a sudden all the people stop and traffic stops and everyone just shows up. It's amazing. Come here, so you're working with Indeed at the moment. They're a partner, obviously, of Team Ireland, who are over at the Olympics at the moment. Indeed, all about people. So they've put up these murals, Dermot was saying, for Reese, Natalie and Sunita, two in Dublin, and obviously Sunita's one in Cork. What's the story with Indeed, and what are you doing with them?
So, well, I was definitely watching the mural in Cork last week of Sunita, and you know when you're driving along and you see these murals and they just jump out at you. And so Indeed is a sponsor of Team Ireland, and you know, as well as supporting the team, they also help athletes when they finish competing to get jobs, just like what they do for regular people, to help them to get jobs. And so they're there to support the athletes throughout their career, you know, when they're competing and then afterwards as well. And now, at the moment, the main thing is to get support from people at home to support all the athletes, because, you know, nobody can travel out there to be in the stands and cheer on the athletes. So, you know, to get around, get your photo posted up on social media. I think the hashtags are hashtag Team Ireland and hashtag Talent Unleashed is the big thing. And, you know, it's, you know, the talented Irish athletes across all sports are being unleashed in Tokyo, and hopefully, you know, bring back a few medals, but also get out there and do the best that they can.
Was that the hardest thing for you when you were training and trying to get to Olympics, actually just supporting yourself on that journey?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the different levels of athletes, you know. Some sports are supported more than others. Some sports, you know, obviously they get more financial rewards than others. And, you know, there's so many different niche sports in the Olympics that I think to have them highlighted to the public more than just once every 4 years will give them greater support and help them to deliver greater results on the Olympic stage.
What did you think when you were looking at our rowers grabbing the gold there? Obviously, you know, you're an Olympic medalist yourself. You remember that feeling. You've won gold medals at the World Athletics Championships and the European Championships. What do you think they're experiencing right now, having been in their shoes?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's a little bit of a smell, I think, because now they're coming straight home. Because it's quite different this time. You know, you have to come home a couple of days after you compete, which in a way is good because it means that, you know, we'll be able to share that success back here and won't be waiting for it. I know when I competed in Sydney, I think it was well over a month before I got home, you know, because I continued on to race afterwards. So it'll be exciting, you know, to be still watching the Olympics, but then also to have our Olympic athletes coming home and celebrating their success here in Ireland.
Well, I spent a week down in East Cork there in June, and we went to Cove, and there's a brilliant statue of you in Cove, and I have two twin daughters who are six, and I was explaining who Sonia O'Sullivan was, and we spent the evening there and back home in the hotel watching Sonia's races on YouTube, and they're very inspired. But I was wondering how you felt about the statue, because obviously there's history around the place. You know, the Ronaldo statue where his head looks really weird. I think you did quite well out of this one.
Don't forget Terry Wogan in Limerick.
Terry, yeah.
Yeah, well, my statue, it was, I don't know how to say, sculpted by a local sculptor, James McLaughlin, and we worked together. So I was measured up and everything and cast for the statue. So what came out is actually me. You know, I was cast. And then even had a thing on my face and everything.
That's a full hand solo treatment there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So all the dimensions are right and everything, you know.
Like, aren't you lucky you stayed in shape? Because if you, like, you could easily finish the athletics career and gone, all right, I'll have a few more cheeseburgers then and get cast a different way altogether.
I know. That was the goal, you know, to be as good as I could be for that casting and then to hold on to it. I think he did good with the abs anyway.
Yeah, brilliant statue.
What's it like? I know it's just you. It's your life. It's normal for you. But I always think, you know, of sports stars like yourself, any of the Irish soccer team from Italia 90, our boxers over the years, you know, that you pretty much can't go anywhere without anyone knowing who you are. You know, Sonia O'Sullivan is such a household name. And you know, I suppose the things that made you the household name happened quite a long time ago. So what's it like still to be so famous in this country of ours and so respected and everyone's saying hi to you on the street and everything?
It's very nice, really. You know, I mean, I think a lot of, you know, sports stars, you know, around the world, they probably don't get the same appreciation as we give to our sports stars in Ireland. So it's lovely, you know, to, I suppose, be walking around by myself and, you know, when you get stopped every now and then, not all the time, but every now and then is great.
Yeah.
And I thought it's just very nice that people appreciate me and, you know, other athletes for such a long time and not just when you're competing.
Well, I think everyone recognizes the toll, the toil, the effort it takes to be the world's best, you know, and that's what separates the likes of you from the rest of us mere mortals. But that can also take its toll, particularly in terms of mental health. And there's a lot of stories making the news over the last few days and weeks and months, in fairness, in different sports. Simone Biles dropping out of some Olympic competition, citing mental health reasons. What's your reaction, having been in that melting pot of sport and that high pressure environment? What do you think when you hear those stories?
I think it's much more accessible now, I suppose, for people to talk about that more openly. I think, you know, when I was competing, a lot of that would have been, you know, kept privately and hidden away. And sometimes I think maybe it still should be, because, you know, whether it's positive or negative, as soon as you announce something to the world, then you kind of have to stick by it, and it's very hard to change your mind and, you know, come back from that. So it's a bit of a tricky one, but I think it's good, you know, that people are openly discussing the mental health of athletes and, you know, and people in general. It just reflects on, you know, it's the same for everybody. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're a superstar athlete or, you know, just going about your normal business. Everybody goes through these ups and downs, and we can all learn from each other how we deal with that and to respect each other and to listen, you know, and understand.
Yeah, I suppose the added pressure maybe on athletes is that there's a perception that an athlete is some, as you said, some kind of superhuman, you know, who shouldn't suffer from anything. But of course, you know, as you said, it just happens to everybody. The athletics kicked off overnight in Tokyo. As a former athletics star, do you look at the Irish team? Do you see anybody in particular you think has a real shot?
Well, yeah, I'm really looking forward to watching the athletics and getting involved in it, doing a little bit of work out during RT. reflecting on the athletes' performances. The sport has moved on so much in recent times, and you know the standards are so high. I think a lot of the Irish athletes, they really will have to raise their game to be competitive and to get to the finals. So hopefully we will have a few athletes in the finals. Thomas Barr qualified for the semi-final overnight, and now he lines up against like the two best 400 metre hurdlers in the world.
Yeah.
And with the top two to go through to the final, he'll just have to run as fast as he can to try and get into one of those fastest qualifying spots.
Yeah. Sonia, where can people go if they want to hear more about Indeed and the whole campaign and, learn more about Team Ireland and show their support and get behind the Talent Unleashed project?
Well, there's a lot of stuff online. Social media is a big thing. I think a lot of people have been going around to the murals and the two in Dublin, which I haven't got yet, Reese McLennan and Natalia Coyle. And, you know, have your picture taken with them, you know, try and replicate what they're doing. And there's also some challenges that have been there. I think Reese has set a 30-second handstand, which would be a tough one for someone like me to do.
Yeah.
And Felicia has people rowing. You can row 2 kilometres wherever you are, at home or in the gym or on the water if you're lucky enough. And I need to look. I don't know what Natalia has.
It's a run 400 metres in under 2 minutes.
Oh, right. Okay, well, we have to find the local track for that then, won't we? Maybe down to Sonia O'Sullivan track in Cork.
There you go.
And then I think if you get into Instagram or Twitter and you go for hashtag Team Ireland or hashtag Talent Unleashed, then you'll see what other people have done and you can join the fun there.
That's cool.
Sonia, thank you so much for chatting to us today. Enjoy the rest of the Olympics and fingers crossed we'll see Ireland bringing home some more medals.
I hope so. Thank you.
Cheers,
bye, Sonia.
Bye-bye.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.